This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. When UN sanctions on Libya were lifted 7 years ago, Italy was the leader in helping that nation regain a role on the international stage. Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi gave Muammar Gaddafi a royal welcome in Rome. Now Italy seems uncertain what to do. The uprising in Italy's former colony threatens Italy's energy supplies and its economy, and could lead to a new wave of migrants. NPR's Silvia Pajoli joins us on the line from Rome to talk about the ties that bind Libya and Italy. And Silvia, what has Italy done so far to break relations with Libya?
Well, Italy has been vacillating. When the uprising started, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, the man who kissed Gaddafi's hand, was in denial. He said he didn't want to disturb his good friend. A few days later, Berlusconi said Gaddafi was finished. Foreign Minister Franco Frattini says Italy has made behind-the-scenes contact with the rebels in Benghazi, but then he warns there'll be a biblical exodus of migrants to Italy should the Gaddafi regime fall. And Interior Minister Roberto Maroni denounces warmongers, and he means the United States and Britain, if they launch military operations against Libya. Now, Italy, a NATO member, has always had an ambiguous role concerning Libya. For example, in 1986, Rome warned Gaddafi of coming American airstrikes on Tripoli. That probably saved his life. Now, today, Italy feels it has the most to lose from the events in Libya, and it doesn't like sanctions or a no-fly zone. Officially, the government said its 2008 friendship treaty with Libya is de facto suspended, but it made clear that it does not now intend to freeze Libyan assets in Italian companies, as Britain, Germany, France, and Austria have done.
So are these economic ties between the two countries strong enough that they seem to have paralyzed Italy diplomatically?
Well, Italy gets about one quarter of its energy supplies from Libya, and Italian companies have vast and very lucrative infrastructure and energy contracts in Libya, while Libya owns stakes in blue-chip Italian companies like the big UniCredit Bank and the defense company Finmeccanica. Libya also owns shares of the Juventus soccer team, the Fiat automaker, and the Eni oil company. Italy is Libya's biggest trade partner, and Libya is the fifth biggest investor in Italy. So when the uprising started, the Italian stock market took a big hit. And those close economic ties were consolidated by this very controversial friendship treaty.
You mentioned the friendship treaty. What is that exactly?
Well, Italy had a huge historical and moral debt to pay Libya for its brutal colonial rule from 1911 to 1943. During that period, one out of eight Libyans was killed, either in fighting or in concentration camps. So after long negotiations, Italy promised to pay Libya $5 billion in reparations. In exchange, they got lucrative business deals. And one key clause says Tripoli will intercept and take back migrants who try to enter Italy by sea. But, you know, Rome was widely accused of turning a blind eye to human rights violations in Libyan camps where the would-be migrants are detained. The most controversial clause of the treaty states that Italy will not allow its bases, including NATO bases on its territory, to be used for any action against Libya.
And so does that mean that now that the treaty is suspended, NATO could use bases in Italy if there were military operations against Libya?
Well, that's the key question. Italy said the treaty was suspended because it says there's no functioning government in Libya. But that's contradicted by an Italian intelligence report that says Gaddafi has recently consolidated his power. So Italy has been sending really mixed signals. It does not have a clear idea what to do. But it is clear that given Libya's vast territorial expanse, any Western military operation would require the use of the several U.S. and NATO bases in Italy, including the facilities of the U.S. 6th Fleet in Naples.
Silvia, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
That's NPR Silvia Pajoli in Rome.